This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We are with Craig Spence. He is the Director General for the International Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Craig, there's a big meeting in Chicago just before Oshkosh, and a pretty significant resolution came out about that regarding private pilot medicals really all over the world. Can you explain what happened?
Sure, and thanks for having me on, first of all. Maybe beneficial if give you and the listeners an understanding of what IAOPA is first, and then the purpose behind the World Assembly, and I think that'll add good context to the resolution. IAOPA actually stands for the International Council of Aircraft Owner and Pilot Associations. We have 76 autonomous non-government national organizations located throughout the globe. AOPA US is the largest one of those, but we have pretty significant size affiliates in Canada, UK, New Zealand, Australia, etc. The bylaws of the organization say that every 2 years we'll get together at what we call the World Assembly, and it's in essence a board meeting where the directors or presidents of the other affiliates come together, and we talk about the issues that are facing general aviation, and we also set the regulatory priorities for the next few years moving forward. The resolution I think that you're talking about was what we call Resolution 28.3. That was proposed by AOPA New Zealand, and it basically directs the IAOPA Secretary General, which is me, to work with ICAO toward formal acceptance of medical requirements for private pilots, based on national state medical standards. And it actually encourages regulators around the world to they are currently taking a risk-based approach proportionate to the activity, but ICAO is not recognizing that. And so this is designed to direct the organization to work with ICAO in order to adopt a more risk-based medical approach for private pilots globally.
Okay, so right now, ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, and they had a delegate at the meeting.
That's correct.
Their medical standard is the current third class medical, correct?
Well, it's actually a little bit higher. They have three classes of medicals. One is for ATPs and commercial. Two is for private pilots. And then three is for air traffic controllers. But the big kicker there is unless you have that valid ICAO-recognized medical, crossing international borders becomes difficult. And so that's particularly a problem in countries such as Europe and so forth. And so our direction is to work with ICAO, again, to take a more risk-based approach, which would allow things such as third-class medical reform for that to be recognized internationally.
Okay, well, in a year, assuming the FAA gets everything done, U.S. pilots who are taking advantage of the relaxed regulations will not be able to fly internationally, correct?
That's currently, unless the FAA works with other governments so that they would recognize that, it's currently, in essence, a national license, or not a national license, but would only be applicable in the United States. We are looking and hoping that the FAA will expand that and work with other neighboring countries.
But even if ICAO adopts something similar to what the U.S. is planning to adopt, it would still be a matter of every country adopting the ICAO standard, correct?
Correct. But that's primarily where many of the nation states get their regulations. If it's contained in ICAO, they will go ahead and many times just incorporate that into law. So the number one change that we're pushing for is to get ICAO to recognize that, which would then, again, allow the other nations to adopt it. So, yes, it's a long process, but we need to focus on ICAO with this.
Okay, what's the next step?
Next step, it's pretty much up in my ball court. The resolution, as I said, is a board of directors decision, which allows me to start working on that. There is a World Assembly that ICAO is having coming up in September-October timeframe. We definitely will not make that. So we'll start working in committee, socializing it, and seeing what we need to do as far as moving that forward.
Okay. Any time frame in mind for actually getting this before ICAO?
Hopefully, the World Assemblies happen every 3 years, and as I mentioned, the one is coming up in September. It's doubtful we could reach that, so our target would be the following one, which would be 2019, before we get it in front of the full session.
Okay, so the fellow that was there from ICAO, did you get any sort of sense of where he's thinking about this?
It was actually Dr. Liu, who is the Secretary General of ICAO, and we did not broach this with her. However, we do have had discussions with her, and they are eager to meet with general aviation representatives in order to start adopting, like I said, a better risk-based approach and proportionate regulations. So we look forward to building the way we work with her and our relation, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time today, Craig. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We've been with Craig Spence. He is the Director General of the International Aircraft Owners and Pilots Associations. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.